Samuel was on his way to meet the new king. He didn't really want to go meet the new king. He loved the old king. But unfortunately, the old king had made some bad decisions. And so Samuel had been told by God, I want you to go and find the new king. I want you to see the new king. Made Samuel kind of scared. He thought, well, what if Saul, the old king, finds out that I'm on my way to welcome the new king? I might really get in trouble. But God said, just fill your container with oil and go to Bethlehem. If you get worried about your safety, just tell people that you're on your way to worship. And when you get to Bethlehem, then I'll tell you what needs to happen next. And so Samuel made the journey to Bethlehem. When he got to the city, there at the gates, the officials and the elders of the town came out to meet him. Samuel was kind of well known as a holy man, a prophet of God. And so the elders said to him, have you come here in peace? And Samuel said, yes, I come in peace. I've come here to worship. I would be really happy if you would join me. And so a crowd gathered, and a man named Jesse was invited along with all of his sons. And the reason that Samuel made especially sure that Jesse and his family was invited was because God had told him the new king is going to come from Jesse's family. So when they were all lined up, all these sons of Jesse, Samuel went and stood before the first one, whose name was Eliab, and he thought to himself, well, this must be, he's the oldest, this must be the one that God has chosen. But God said, no, that's not the one. And just remember, God said to Samuel, I am not looking at the exterior characteristics on what's on the outside of a person. I'm looking at what's inside the person, looking at what's in their heart. So Samuel moved along to the second son, whose name was Abinadab. And Samuel thought, well, this must be the one. But God said, no, this is not the one that I have chosen to be the king. And so Samuel met the third son, whose name was Shammah. And again, God said, no, not this one either. And then Samuel met the fourth son and the fifth son. Fortunately, the Bible didn't put all their names in because I'm sure I couldn't remember them all. The sixth son and the seventh son. And every time, God said to Samuel, no, that's not the one. So Samuel looked at Jesse and said, is this all of your sons or do you have any more? And Jesse said, well, yeah, I have one more. My youngest one is out in the fields and the hills taking care of my sheep. And Samuel said, well, you better send somebody to get him because we're not going anywhere until I meet this other son of yours. And so they waited. And after a while, the eighth son, whose name was David, came hurrying in. And as he hurried up to Samuel, his eyes were shining and his cheeks were all pink. It was like he'd run the whole way in from the hills. And as soon as Samuel saw David, then God was saying to Samuel, this is the one. Take your oil and pour it on his head so that everyone will know that this is the one that I have chosen. And so that's what Samuel did. He poured the oil on David's head. All of David's brothers and his father saw what happened. And then Samuel went away to another place. So we're going to join hands now and ask a prayer before you go to Sunday school. So find somebody's hand to hold. That's good. Gracious God, help us to listen to your guidance. Help us to listen to what you tell us. Help us to listen to your word and your direction so that your work and your will can always be done in the world. Amen.